You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's 12 minutes past 4, and normally at this time on every second Tuesday, we'd have Steve Reed in the studio talking about things entrepreneurial on the Entrepreneur Zone. Now, we're still focusing on entrepreneurial things, but Steve, unfortunately, is not here. So he's sent Tyrine Lott-Cupido into the studio to come and host this afternoon's session, and she's going to be speaking to a lady called Charmel. Is that right? Charmel. Is it Charnel?
Yes.
Okay, Charnel. It's my eyesight. Charnel Davids, and she's from Akula Cosmetics, and she was one of the winners of the 2024 City of Cape Town Youth Start Entrepreneurial Challenge. And Tyrine is going to be speaking to her about the journey and how she got there. Before you go ahead, though, Tyrine, just tell people a little bit about your background before you start talking to Charnel.
Thanks so much, Richard. Good afternoon, listeners. And what a wonderful opportunity it is to be here to celebrate Youth Month. My name is Tyrine Lott-Cupido from Empowerlink Services. It's a human resources consulting company, but I've recently co-facilitated the Youth Start Entrepreneurship Challenge competition with Steve Reed, who's none other than my mentor as well, and was such a privilege to work with him in sharing the knowledge that he's passed on to me during my entrepreneurial journey as his mentee, and then to be able to share that pitching to as well as entrepreneurial training and knowledge with these entrepreneurs. So today I wear my entrepreneurship hat, not the HR hat, and a wonderful opportunity to be here. Thank you, Richard.
All right, and you're going to tell us all about Charnel in a moment when you ask her about her journey, so I'm not going to do that, and I hand it over to you.
Great, thank you so much. Okay, Charnel, let us start with a brief introduction. I've introduced myself. So can you tell us about Akula Cosmetics and what this journey has been to you as being part of the Youth Start?
Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Charnel Davids, also known as Coco. I am hailing all the way from the Eastern Cape in a small town called Uitenhage, just outside of PE. I am 26 years of age. I hold an industrial psychology degree, but today, in the month of Youth Month, I am here speaking about my proud business called Akula Cosmetics. Akula is an isiXhosa or isiZulu word that means to grow, expand, mature, or to increase. So what Akula Cosmetics is, it's that it is a vegan and plant-based hair cosmetics brand that is focused on researching, formulating, manufacturing, and selling vegan and plant-based hair cosmetics that focuses on scalp and hair ailments. It is suitable for all types of hair. What this competition has been like, overwhelming, very challenging, but you also needed to dedicate yourself to the process and be very intentional about it. It was a lot of hard work. You needed to show up for yourself. And sometimes there were a lot of tough decisions that need to be made, but if you knew what your end goal was, then that was easy. But from the support of the entire team, from the fellow contestants to the support team from the City of Cape Town, Abby and Blanche and the rest of the team, and also the facilitators and the judges, it made it all worthwhile.
Great. Thank you so much. And can you tell us briefly about the unique selling proposition that Akula Cosmetics has as a business and why it stands out?
So what makes Akula Cosmetics stands out is, first of all, that our products are uniquely and scientifically formulated with a team of specialists, which means that our products are formulated to cater to specific hair and scalp conditions, which can also be used for healthier hair if you want healthier hair and stronger hair and longer hair. But if you have scalp ailments such as alopecia, receding hairlines, hair thinning, hair breakage, then this is the brand for you. It's also very luxurious and it has proven to be effective. I can think of one, actually a few, but like we'll just go with one client who has decided to cut off all of her hair. I'm sure you would remember her name, Terrell. She was at my last presentation in the top 10, Tyrine, and in the video did not want to play. So like her journey was actually like very, very beautifully recorded, where she had cut off all of her hair and she wanted to regrow her hair more healthier. And it grew back so beautifully. And I'm so, still so sad that that video did not play. And it grew back like much more healthier, fuller and stronger. And it's still in such a much beautiful condition.
Great. Well, that's that story you definitely should share on your social media pages. So if you do have that video, please do share that, because it's always great to see stories and the actual success behind the brand with real life examples like that one. So can you just tell us about the actual competition journey? What was going through your mind, and what value did that add to you? What did you specifically learn during this Youth Start competition?
So there were five things that I'd written down in terms of the five lessons that I've learned. Number one was, you know, like sometimes you get so lost in terms of the things that are not at face value, in terms of you want to win the competition when you start enrolling for it. But then what I really learned throughout the competition, because it was a long time to be spending with the same people over 7 weeks. That's a long time. So I've learned that being present was one of the things, like genuinely being present. Like when you are there, you are there. You are not anywhere else, not on your phone, not doing anything else, listening attentively, constructively, like just being there. The second one was to not take the judges' criticisms personally, because sometimes we can think that, okay, no, like they're attacking my character or my business. But in actual fact, they just want you to improve on your business and to come back and be better. And I'm sure you can attest, Tareen, like in every week, like we came back better than ever, and it even made the judges work more difficult. But it just shows also to an attest to their kind of work and their characters in terms of like how they have imparted in us to become better as well. The third one was definitely to show dedication. You needed to be present in the training sessions that you guys did, and also during the pitching that happened on the Saturday. And also like the soft skills that, you know, like you guys have imparted, being on time, submitting your presentations the Friday before 12, Blanche, if you are listening. And also like having that element of professionalism to your work at all times. And then to network and always ask questions. I'm sure the other contestants like feel that we have built relationships that can last a lifetime. And then number five is to practice, practice, practice. You can never get enough practice.
Amazing. So I think that those are wonderful gems, and I'm glad that it sunk in, and that it that you'll take it forward with you in terms of your business and where you are going. So just in terms of the If you can give advice to the youth out there that's wanting to start a business, what advice would you give them? You know, they're hearing about pitching competitions, maybe for the first time, and also to the listeners out there. You know, they might be listening for the first time. What advice would you give those aspiring entrepreneurs?
For aspiring entrepreneurs, I always say that you need to start where you are with what you have. I know it's such a cliche thing that, you know, like it's sometimes like overspoken about in the entrepreneurship world, but it generally is that with whatever you have to start now, and then you multiply on that. So with pitching competitions or whatever it is that aspiring entrepreneurs want to start with, what I would always say is first educate yourself, like go read a little bit, man. You know, like it's nothing to ask questions, but what are you going to be asking questions on? So go read, do your research, then ask questions, compile what it is that you want to achieve, write that down into small attainable goals, and then also get someone that is an entrepreneur that has already achieved what you want to achieve. And then ask them what it is that they have physically done to get to that point. So I always think it's like nice to have something on paper, and then something that has physically manifested what you have on paper, so that you can compare the two for you to move forward to the next step.
Great. That sounds like great gems there. And in terms of the actual benefits of the competition, what benefits did you personally gain from this competition?
like actual prizes or?
You can share some of the prizes, just general benefits.
Okay. So I would definitely say community. Definitely like right just now, like as I'm sitting here, listeners, I have the top two contestants sitting outside who has generously gave me a lift to Fishhook, which is literally on the other side of the world. And that is like one of the things that is so beautiful about networking when your intentions are pure and you guys meet each other where you are, is that you can build a community because Katlego and I are friends now, so like he's stuck with me. And then definitely like the soft skills, I think it is something that is very overlooked, especially like in the professional and youth entrepreneurial world, where we sometimes tend to overlook time, being on time for certain things, submitting things on time, doing things meticulously, paying attention to detail, and actually like listening attentively. Like I think the judges appreciated that so much. And I think like sometimes in the past before the competition, I was someone that didn't take lightly to like being told, okay, go fix this. But like you needed to humble yourself to the process and submit to wanting to improve yourself. And by doing that, like you needed to be down on your knees. In terms of like the physical benefits, I think it's beautiful that I also have a relationship now with all the sponsors. That includes a lot of them. Can I mention them? Can I mention them? Okay, so it's the City of Cape Town, the Arts and Culture Department. It's Workshop 17. It's APSA. It's Entrepreneurcity. It's Horizon Business Solutions. Then it's ORT. It's VNA and CEDA.
That's amazing. So it's not just about the financial gain, but also the value-added benefits of being part of this competition. I'm not sure if I can interject and ask Richard if he's got any comments that he'd like to share.
Well, there are a couple of things that have occurred to me. One is that clearly this young lady has done homework. Now, our first question I want is, how long have you been in business?
So officially, 3 years, unofficially 4 years.
Unofficially 4 years. Okay, that's fair enough, 3 or 4 years. When did you enter this competition?
So the competition officially started in April, but we had our first pitching or entry pitches in March. So it started in March.
Of
this year, March 2020.
So the point I'm trying to make here is that you don't have to be a new business. You don't have to be an idea. You have to be a business that is up and running and operating and looking for improvement.
So for this particular competition, they usually didn't accommodate the business ideas as much as they did this year. So they are looking into trying to be more inclusive by incorporating business ideas, entrepreneurs as well. Because this year they were the most actually like entries in terms of like business ideas. So you don't have to be an existing operational business. You can have a business idea and also enter the competition.
All right. Okay. So, Tareen, just give us some background to the actual competition itself. Now, Steve has spoken about it in the past. And just for anybody who's listening for the first time, let's just recap what this contest is about, because we're talking about business, we're talking about entrepreneurs, and then all of a sudden it sounds like, you know, everybody's in a competition. It's not really that. It's a lot more than that. They are winners, but everybody's a winner. Somebody comes out ahead of the pack, maybe, but everybody's a winner. Just explain the concept behind this whole idea of Youth Start so that anybody listening who may want to get involved and may say, hey, hang on, I need to look out for the next one. What is it that it's all about?
Great. Thank you so much, Richard. So this is an annual competition that is run by the City of Cape Town specifically for the youth, with the competition finals being in Youth Month to celebrate Youth Month. There are two categories for the competition. It is the ideations group as well as the established business group. And Chanel was part of the established businesses and the overall winner for the established business group. So what the competition entailed is basically you have to pitch your business. So it's pitching your business to potential to the adjudicators, and it develops your pitching skills. So if you're wanting to get investment, you can utilize the skills that is gained through this competition over a six-week period. There's three training sessions. Steve Reed and myself co-facilitated the training for the established business group. And the main aim of the training is to go through the launch league canvas. So it's a business plan on one page, how to articulate your business plan in utilizing this tool. And that was the tool that we utilized throughout the competition. And so that, on a Wednesday, we would do a training session, and then the Saturday, they would have to pitch to the adjudicators within a specified time. So the time initially was shorter. Mm-hmm. So they would do 5 minutes, a five-minute pitch. The following session would be a 7-minute pitch, and then a 10-minute pitch or a 7-minute pitch with the adjudicators. So the main aim is to develop their business management skills as well as their pitching skills, and that was very beneficial and amazing to see the growth of all the entrepreneurs as they progressed through the competition and were eliminated accordingly.
Okay, that gives rise to two questions. One is that this, by its very title, is Youth Start Entrepreneurial Challenge. Now, is there a cutoff period in terms of age?
Yes. So the cutoff period is it's between 18 and 35, as far as I understand. Yeah.
Okay. So it's you don't have to be like 22, 23, 24. You can be in your 30s and
yes,
you can still be part
100%, of it. Yes, 100%.
That's what I was getting at. All right. And as far as the outcomes, let me ask this question first. Is this organized by the city?
Correct.
Okay, so this is a City of Cape Town initiative. Okay, is somebody tracking, after these young people have entered these competitions, is somebody tracking their progress, and is there any kind of ongoing assistance for these young businesses as they develop going forward from the city or from New Start Entrepreneurial Organization?
So with regards to the City of Cape Town, I'm not familiar in terms of whether they have a formal tracking system on looking at the alumni group of the entrepreneurship competition. I know that they do have the City of Cape Town database that the entrepreneurs can register their business on. One of the competition the contestants was actually at the award ceremony this year, so he was one of the finalists or in the top 20 group, and he was part of the or he was a guest at the event. So there is definitely a connection with the entrepreneurs, but in terms of tracking their formal success, I think that that's a great point to consider in the future. And if it's not formally done, Richard,
I would imagine that that would something that would be more critical even than the competition itself, because the competition essentially just identifies these businesses and these young people. And then they come along and they put in all this effort, and you know, life happens.
You
want to seek some kind of I wouldn't call it safety net, but some kind of monitoring just to see how successful the program has been over time, and whether these young people are actually getting their businesses off the ground. Because it's one thing on paper, okay, particularly in the ideas group. It's one thing on paper. It's another thing to get the business going, and very different for an organization like Coco's, who's running already and selling product and operating as a business. That's another set of circumstances, and the two definitely work hand in glove. So I'd be interested to know that. But I think it's an amazing initiative by the City of Cape Town. It really is. Is there anything else?
Yes, so I just wanted to say in closing, there's benefits for the youth, but also benefits for existing businesses in terms of participating in pitching competitions, because it's not just for the youth. I mean, if you're wanting to scale your business, there are opportunities that existing businesses can also share, perhaps. And what is the benefits? It's visibility and exposure, and helping them present their business to new audiences and potential clients and investors, then feedback and refinement. So Coco mentioned, or Chanel, she mentioned about the feedback from the adjudicator. So you refine your pitch, you refine being able to articulate your business in a way that makes sense for an investor. Mm. Then networking opportunities is one huge factor, that you can network with the potential contestants as well as the adjudicators for post-competition benefits, as well as funding opportunities and confidence and credibility. So being part of this creates exposure, PR, building your credibility and confidence in pitching skills. So Coco, your final thoughts, and your, maybe if you can share, what is the motto that you, or a favorite quote that you'd like to share to the listeners out there today?
Okay, so in the light of Youth Month, definitely would not allow this opportunity to pass me by without encouraging the youth in the very extreme dire circumstances we do find ourselves and the fights we do find ourselves in the country as, is that there is a lot of support out there for entrepreneurs, for small businesses. There generally is. I think it's just, again, researching and asking questions, and also encouraging the youth to take up space and opportunities to create work for themselves. I genuinely want to encourage the youth to chase after their dreams and not wait for anyone to make it happen for them. A quote that I do live by all the time, I have to remind myself every time about it, is that continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection. I think sometimes we want to start off by having everything done and everything done well, but they're not realizing that the proof is in the pudding, and the pudding is the process. The process going from A to B to C to D, not jumping from A to Z. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Coco. Thank you, Chanel. We appreciate you sharing your journey and the gems, as well as the life lessons that you've learned, and also the lessons you've learned along this journey. So I'd like to also just close off by saying a quote of mine, which that I love by, and that's by our late president, Mr. Nelson Mandela. And it is, nothing is impossible until it's done. And Warren Buffett also says that the greatest investment that you can do is investing in yourself. So thank you so much, Richard, for this opportunity to have Chanel on your show, and us sharing the journey of hers, as well as the amazing work that the City of Cape Town Youth Start Competition has delivered. Thank you so much.
Well, we're not done with it yet, because in 2 weeks' time, I believe Katlego is coming in
as, yes, as
part of chat. So yes, that's also going to happen. So we'll find out more. Judy's saying that was some very, very valuable advice for the youth. It really was indeed. Nobody's going to make it happen for you unless you make it happen for yourself.
And, 100%.
Sometimes we do bang our heads. Sometimes it's not always easy. But, tenacity is something that is required. So, and you've got sometimes to have hair on your teeth. And it's nice to listen to these stories and think, well, everything has just fallen into place. It hasn't.
Yes.
It hasn't. And there's been a lot of hard work and tears and frustrations. But at the end of the day, yeah, she's nodding her head, is Coco, because that's the nature of being in business. But if you've got some assistance from an organization like Youth Start Entrepreneurs Group, and people like yourself, and also a guy like Steve Reed, who I think is quite remarkable in so many ways, you need to tap into that. Now, on that issue of tapping in, how do people get involved in this? The one final question. So you must have found out about this competition somewhere, and you entered. How are people finding out about this? And who, the people listening to us now, you've got a little business that's been going for maybe a year and a half, or they go to, how do they find this, and how do they get involved?
Okay, so the competition is run annually. You entered in March month. So they must just check out the City of Cape Town's website.
Okay, that's where they're going
to
go.
Yes, they can check out the City of Cape Town's website for Youth Start specifically. They can look at the previous competitions that have been run. Steve has been involved for the 7 out of the 8 years that it's been running. So, yeah, they can just go to the City of Cape Town social media pages. Thank you so much.
All right. Very, very cool indeed. Well done, Chanel. And I'm sure you're going to go places. I just got that feeling about you.
Thank
and,
you.
And you've been in the hands of two very good people. I mean, Tyrene's story on its own is a success story. So Steve is just a remarkable guy. So thanks to the City of Cape Town. And in 2 weeks' time, we'll have Steve in, I think, and he's going to be chatting to Katlego. So we'll look forward to that. But thank you for coming in this afternoon. And may you go from strength to strength.
Thanks so much,
Thank you
Richard.
So much. Thank you for having us, Richard.